Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Brother B, I can't hear you. Pastor Tom's really messing with you today.
This is truth music, the truth movement. Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy this planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hate us. The world is against us. We gonna bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, but we waking up so many lies.
strive for us at last. The truth has finally come out, we the people of the Bible. This is no doubt, can these bones live? I am living proof and baffled. Why my people hate the truth? False religions, false idols, false titles. This is truth music, not elementary recitals. Feel this, y'all. Get close to the speaker. The world strengthens me when I'm feeling weaker. Let it sink down deep, deep into your mental soup. Get so hot it overheat. Instrumentals, we from the big cities, plus the big lights. What a feeling, y'all. We the Israelites.
Long time, but we waking up.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, so you said the first 15 minutes fighting half the time.
Yeah, a lot of technical difficulties. Maybe saying some things they don't want to hear. They don't necessarily want to hear.
Exactly. That's exactly it. But
okay.
I got you loud and clear now.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm trying to alleviate this echo, brothers and sisters. We have some issues this morning.
Is that better than before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. All right, go ahead. It's not going to work. All right, Brother D, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Let me apologize, everyone, for the technical difficulties. I understand the first part of the show that you were unable to hear everything that was going forth. So we did have the prayer and went through that. And I guess you probably didn't hear me talk about the fact that this particular show was titled We In It to Win. And I had read Genesis, the 15th chapter. I'm going to read again, and then we'll go ahead and get into this health and herb. No teas today. Unfortunately, the sister couldn't be on today. She'll possibly make it next week. But listen to the scripture, Genesis 15 and 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Know that this is the four-year prophecy, and it looks like we've reached the end of the 400 years, and people are amazed.
Well, exactly. And the Most High is going to, everybody gets their recompense. You know, we had to suffer for the sins of our forefathers, and the Gentiles will also, and like the Most High says, he will judge them. You don't get away with things.
Right.
I mean, the world might let you get away with it, but, you know, you got a higher power to answer to.
Absolutely. And so it was prophesied, and that's what I'm telling people, that we got to get out of the way of the Civil War activity of nation against nation, because it's time for us to kick back, because the prophecy has been fulfilled. It also says in 2 Esdras, I have another scripture I want to read real quick, 2 Esdras 6 and 9, for Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth. This is prophecy, too, that's in the Apocrypha and the 1611 King James, that we're coming towards the end. This is the beginning of the end, and the new world will be the kickoff with Jacob and the sons of Jacob and his seed, as it was prophesied forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Okay, before I turn it over to you, Brother D, because I'm going to turn it over to you because I don't like this echo up here.
Okay.
The herb for teas I want to talk about today is pine tree bark, or more commonly called pycnogenol. It's high in special bioflavonoids, and the herb a powerful antioxidant, making it more effective than vitamin E, C, carotene, or selenium. It helps the vitamin C work smarter by penetrating the blood-brain barrier and protecting brain cells. It also attacks free radicals that cause aging. So that's pine tree bark that you can find in any herbal store. Pycnogenols reduce inflammation of the lymphatic system, assist vitamin C in maintaining collagen, returns flexibility to the joints, skin, arteries, capillaries, and other tissues. Strengthens the entire arterial system and improves circulation. It has been used for diabetic retinopathy, varicose veins, hemorrhoids. It sounds like it fixes everything. Arthritis, brain dysfunction, cancer, circulatory problems, heart disease. I think this is another one you need to have on the shelf, and it's a must. A definite no-brainer. So that's going to do it for our health and herbal segment today. And we come right back. Brother D is going to go into the scriptures in Isaiah. I believe it's the 54th chapter. And
yes.
Okay. Let's take a quick 1 minute break. And then when we come back, it's on you.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Today we're going to go ahead and do Isaiah 54. Just like Brother V said, you know, the 400 years are up. The curses are starting to lift. We see it out there. We see all over the world. People are protesting for black people, which, you know, you don't ever see that. They just, you know, let that stuff go. But like I said, we are at the end of the 400 years, and the curses are lifting, and the Most High hasn't forgot about us. Like the church likes to tell you that they're Israel now, but the Most High hasn't forgotten us, and we're going to find that out here in Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54, verse 1, "Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Most High. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes." And this is good news here, Lord. "Thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." And this is what the Most High said would happen. If we would inherit the Gentiles, you know, things are flipping. Okay, verse 4. "Fear not."
You know, Brother D, can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, I can hear you.
You know, I think, I just want to personally say that I think that we're getting into the very close stages where people are going to say that prophecy, truly you are the people of the Most High. So the lie is going to have to be destroyed. That's the next plateau, is destroying the lie, because all over the world, people are up in arms about George Floyd, all over the world. So
yeah.
now, and you can just destroy the lie openly. There's nothing else to say.
Exactly. Exactly. It looks like you said, we're getting there.
Right.
Verse 4, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. See, like I said, the curses are lifted. For thy maker is thine husband, the Most High of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God, the Elohim of the whole earth shall be called. For the Most High hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith the Most High. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. See, and that's just it. You know, the Most High has turned his face from us because of the sins of our forefathers, and also the sins of people today, you know, not turning to him, and now they're starting to turn back to him. And he says that he will gather us. I hear the people now talking about fleeing to Africa. I'm going to go to Africa. They're asking us back. We just need to get out of the Most High's way. He don't need our help. If he says he's going to gather us, you have that faith that that's what he's going to do. Because I'm hearing a lot of that right now, Brother B. Go ahead.
You know, there's a cold-blooded deception out there, because you got Ghana opening up their borders and a few other countries saying, y'all just come over here. And that's things into our hands when he said he would gather us from the four corners of the earth. We relying on man's ways, a passport, and another government. And the thing about it is, the teaching has to be laid out again that we're not of Hamitic descent. We are Shemitic. So you're going around black people, but those aren't necessarily your people. And if I could better explain it, if you get a Taiwanese, and Japanese, Chinese, and North Korean together, they're going to look very similar, but they are all different people of a different nation.
Yeah.
You know, and they quit to lump us all together, you know, and call us a crayon, black.
Exactly. Because, you know, that's what they did when they came up with, well, you know, you blacks are selling yourselves into slavery. Now, those are different tribes, you know, selling Hebrews into slavery. But, you know, they, like you said, they want to lump us all together, just like they're trying to do with the Hebrew Israelites today, trying to lump us with the camps and all the other people out there with the crazy stuff. But, you know, that's what they want to do with black people. They don't want to look at us as individuals as different people.
Yeah, there'll be no guilty by association over here.
Exactly. And like I said, I'm going to wait on the Most High, because, like I said, there's people who are out there talking about, they're asking us to come back to Africa. Let's go back to Africa. Well, you go ahead on. That's the world's way of gathering you. I'm waiting on the Most High.
Yeah, because, you First, know, not, I'm going to let you go ahead and finish it in a second.
Go ahead.
But, you know, let's all use some common sense here, people. Who do you think your ancestors were worshiping, serving, and what covenant they were keeping before they came over here, before the 400 years? When they got to America, they were taught Christianity. Matter of fact, it was beat into them until they forgot their God, their religion. Confused. And then I think also with that, Brother D, a lot of people are fleeing back to African religions, which is steeped in witchcraft. And,
and Islam. And the thing is, I'm too, when they're leaving the Christian church, you know, it's like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire.
Right. Right. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
All right, that's okay. Verse 9. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee, not forever. The Most High hasn't thrown away his people. You know, after all our ancestors did, after all we did, he still loves his people. And, you know, and then the world's going to find that out. Verse 10, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Most High, that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted harsh with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. Has the Most High forgotten his people? No. Verse 12. And I will make thy windows of agate and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stone. The Most High is setting up a great house for us. 13. And all thy children shall be taught of the Most High, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Because we know now, Brother D, a lot of our people, a lot of the children are growing up without any kind of direction and knowledge of the Most High, because we've gotten so engrossed in the world.
Right.
You got to train. You train them up young. If you want them to be the type of person that you need them to be, because like I said, you know, we all need to turn back to the Most High. And if
right.
we would all do that, if we would all do that at once, man, I'm telling you, things would they'd happen right away. But we know a lot of stiff-necked people in our group. So, you know, like you said, it's only going to be a remnant.
Only a remnant.
14, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Verse 15, behold, it shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. And behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for this work, and I have created the waster to destroy. And no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Most High. It's our heritage. And the righteousness
our heritage,
is of me.
Heritage to do so.
Yes.
I like the verse because it says everybody knows the first part of that verse, but nobody understands the second part, that not only any weapon that forms that you see that is actually made for the destruction of our people, it's not going to prosper, but every tongue that rises up against us. So we're supposed to condemn. Now, I didn't necessarily say go protest, but make an impact and condemn. You know, condemn it, speak it. And if you're keeping these commandments, well, I don't think we really know what type of power with Yah we have and how the Holy Spirit is operating. If you're really keeping these commandments, he will answer your prayer.
Exactly. It's the type of power that, like I said, if all of Israel would turn to him, you'd be surprised at the wonders that you're going to see if that happens. If that were to happen. But like I said, as we know, all of Israel won't do that. And so, and he's turned his head away. He's turned his face from us. I mean, a lot of people, you know, well, I'm not getting what I want. The Most High turned his face from us because we turned our backs on him, you know. But
right.
we still know, even though we did that, we're still his chosen. We're still his people. And just like Brother B said, I don't think it's going to be too long before the world finds this out, that this is out there. Because there are a number of people that do know it, but the vast majority of the world don't know who the Most High's people are, who the Most High's people are, who their chosen are. Because everybody has the idea that his chosen are over there in Israel right now. And even if that
right.
is where, you know, because, but, you know, the Most High knows who his people are, and we're slowly but surely waking up to find out who we are.
Right. You know, that scripture said, and I talked about this last week, they hold themselves not guilty for the things that they've done to us. Because they said,
yes.
we're the ones that put ourselves here because we sinned against our God. And it is so true. Deuteronomy 28, our forefathers chose not to keep the commandments, but want to be like the world and all the other nations. So they hold themselves not guilty.
Exactly. Because the Most High said, he was only a little. You know, and even though all the stuff he did, wroth with us, But they took it too far.
Right. You know, and then you know they also need, as a people, we need to start reading, and I really mean reading and researching, because we all know the same scriptures and we use them all the time, and talking about the devil is a lie, but nobody wants to keep the commandments. So we really need to do our research. And I was talking about these books last week, The 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler, and Lost Tribes in the Americas by Sanders. And we need to do the research so that you will understand that Balfour Treaty. They just pulled down the Albert Pike statue in Washington, D.C., and he played a part also with this Balfour Treaty, along with Winston Churchill and these other people. They created the Middle East, took over the Palestine, and threw the imposters in there. Once the facts come out, and they're almost on the way out, because I've never seen anybody talk about Juneteenth like all these channels are doing this year. But
exactly.
Yeah, we're about to dot the I and cross the T, because it's like people want to know why these people. And then you read that Bible and see that 400 years, and then you find out politically how we were running for our lives from the north and fled into Africa.
Yes.
And the Hamites and the Arabs began to sell us to the Jewish ships and had another nation of people waiting for us over in the Americas to enslave us. So, you know, we got to put it all together and get the people to stop believing the lies.
Let me read Zechariah 1, well, no, 15, no, 1 and 15, I think I might. I'm going to start at verse 14. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Most High of Hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and Zion with a great jealousy. Meaning he doesn't want us looking at any other those false gods, because he's a jealous God. And then this next verse 15, and I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Because the Most High didn't mean for them to carry it as far as they carried it.
Wait a minute, brother. Hey, brother, I'm sorry. Read that scripture again. Read that one more time.
Okay, Zechariah 1 and 15. And I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction.
Wow.
And aren't they at ease? Well, they're starting to get, but for years, they've been at ease. They've been enjoying everything while they've been inflicting us.
Yeah, and then what you just read, he said, I was just a little upset with y'all, but here they come making things a whole lot more worse. That's the slavery.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is, you know. And that's just why I said, that, and why the Bible says that no one gets away with anything, you know. Yeah, there's always going to be recompense. There's going to be recompense. And like we said earlier, you know, we're suffering from the sins of our fathers, you know, and the Most High will visit the sins of the children, of the father unto the children.
And see, that sounds like a true father, a true Abba, because no parent can really truly stay mad with their child after they've chastised them for a long period of time.
You know, you're absolutely right.
The anger doesn't go that far. So he's been mad with us for a season. But he's like, while I was mad at y'all and turned my back because of the sins you were committing, somebody else came and took this thing too far, way too far. So judgment is coming. Judgment is coming.
Exactly.
Judgment's
exactly.
coming. You know, a daddy come home and you see you done something to his kids, it's a wrap.
I'm telling you, exactly. That's a good way to put it. Dad comes home and sees what he's done to his kids.
Yep.
That's a very good way of putting it.
Because the blood's been crying out from the ground. You know, it's sad. We all watched a man die on TV screen from a knee and beg for his life and eyes roll up in his head. 4 hours and 8 minutes and 46 seconds, which is brutal. as well as all the other murders. And so, you know, we get to the point where our daddy, Abba, the Most High, has had enough.
Well, exactly. No, and but that just shows you, you know, they've been getting away with this for so long, especially these race soldiers. They've been getting away from this so long. This guy, you know, he figured he was going to get up. He, you know, wasn't nothing going to happen to him. Because initially, you see what they did initially, they charged him with third-degree murder. Now, how are you going to charge him with third-degree? And then after things blew up, all of a sudden they changed that to first-degree murder. Or second, I can't remember what. Whichever, but, you know, they've been treating us really bad, and we know this. But, you know, we just have to keep our faith in the Most High. He has a plan, and, yeah, this is brought on by our forefathers. And then, like I said, we're not that innocent either, because, you know, we continue, you know, disrespecting and turning away from the Most High.
Right, right. And he told us, come out from amongst her, my people. And I'm amazed that we didn't see this coming with this George Floyd thing going across the entire world. It's like,
yeah, I sure didn't.
Yeah, spiritually, the Most High pulled the wraps off everybody's eyes and ears. They don't know everything, but now they're digging and doing the research because they're the ones. Their own people are pulling down the statues.
Yeah.
you know,
exactly.
we're still scared to tear stuff up because Deuteronomy 28 says people
exactly.
Walk around with fear and trembling. You know, we're scared we'll get shot and thrown in jail.
I'm telling you, there'd be eight people sitting there tearing that down. You're the only one black one in there. You're the one going
to
get it.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of in shock to see, let me pull this up, that they pulled down Albert Pike's statue out of Washington, D.C.
I never understood. So they got that one. They pulled that
they
one down.
Got
yeah,
it.
That, yeah, because there's no, this guy was part of Ku Klux Klan. He was a known Satanist. So how do you have a statue of him in Washington? That was ridiculous.
Right, right. You called it off. Satanist, he was the head officer for all the Confederate States armies, and he was Freemason, witchcraft, and I think he's the one that said we need to have three world wars.
Three wars, exactly. That was him. That was him. Laid it all out. And so that's what I tell people. And he says that he got that knowledge from demons. And I tell people, I mean, how else would he know this? The Most High didn't give it to him, so how would he know all this? You know, unless some supernatural way that he got this, meaning him conversing with demons.
Absolutely, because he left the Masons and went to Scottish Rite. So he took it to the man. And he wrote that book called Morals and Dogma.
Yes.
A bunch of Freemasonry. Yeah, well, they pulled his butt down last night.
Yeah, that's good. Like I said, when I first heard that statue was in Washington, I said, what the heck is his statue being in Washington? But they should have been done all this stuff. And you still have those people out there. It's history. I said, you know what? I've never seen one country who defeated an enemy and then started erecting statues for them. I mean, this is totally peculiar.
Right.
And so it's time they start tearing them things out. And you know, speaking as you know, this is the Most High's hand, because this isn't the first time that they've seen a video of a black man being killed, you know, unarmed. It's not the first time. But this time, it upset the whole world. So you know the Most High's hand is in this.
Right, because Ahmaud Arbery was 1 month before that, and they didn't tear everything up. But as soon as they got this third one, George Floyd, clicked with everything.
Exactly.
The video went viral. And that, I mean, it's been a perfect cocktail, a perfect storm. I mean, first, everybody was on edge because they've been locked in their house by a lie for 2 or 3 months, because now they're letting everybody run loose and run free.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was at Costco the other day, and this Gentile You know, I'm just walking by and I say, how you doing? And then he said, yeah, he said, that was straight up murder. He said, that guy should be charged with murder. And they've been doing this kind of stuff. And now the whole world was able to see it. And this is a Gentile talking to me. And he just brought that up.
Yeah.
So like I said, this has got to be the Most High.
Perfect.
Because, you know,
as soon as everybody gets out the house or on the verge of getting out the house, this happens and people just take to the streets and saying, forget these masks and gloves.
Yeah, exactly.
And protesting on behalf of our people. And I think it's time for us to let them go ahead and march and protest.
Exactly.
It's time for them to fight for the change.
Yeah, but just like you said, you know, they've been doing, they slay us and hold themselves not guilty. And so this time, though, there's an uproar.
Right.
But the
talk is to defund the police, put it towards reparations. So, I mean, listen, if Genesis 15 said after 400 years, he's going to judge those that held us hostage and we shall not go out empty, meaning we'll come out with great wealth. This could be that deciding point, that balancing point. If not now, we're definitely within the next 5 years. And I mean, I'm just saying, it's teeter tottering. It's trying to flip over.
We see all the signs, all the end time signs that are happening. You know, and they're trying to say like where the water's turning red. Oh, that's just somebody put some food coloring in there. I said, no, why would somebody put the food coloring in there? But that's happening. The Euphrates is drying up. Shoot, you're having the pestilence, the plagues, wars. All that stuff is happening.
Man,
you know,
they don't want you to see that stuff in the media. Hillary Clinton is being prosecuted for war crimes. They're summoning Obama's people to come to court and testify for war crimes. They're only keeping in the media what they want you distracted with. Pandemic, COVID, George Floyd, COVID. And just keep you in a depressed state of mind.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you put two and two together that when all those locusts hit Vegas and Africa, that's one of the plagues.
Exactly.
They don't want
you to see that
red water. They don't want you to see an empty Euphrates. They don't want to talk about earthquakes up in Utah.
You know, I forgot about the locusts that passed through Vegas, you know, last year. I forgot all about that.
Right. And food is getting expensive on people right now. They don't even realize how they're edging up prices every night.
Oh, yeah.
Another 20 and 30 cents.
You know,
things can get out of hand. People don't have jobs. People don't have unemployment. I'm telling you, people, y'all better start depending on Yah. If you want to eat manna in the wilderness, in the desert, you better get close to the Most High and start keeping
exactly.
His commandments.
I'm telling you. Because, you know, Brother B., Since the Most High woke me up, it just amazes me how much I did not know about this Bible because I was listening to the pastor giving you his couple of scriptures and talking about himself for the rest of the sermon. It's mind-boggling how much is in this book that people don't know.
History, our history.
Yeah, and what's going to happen in the future. It lays it
out. Right.
You know, it's about,
right.
Because we used to believe in the rapture. We used to believe that Yeshua's coming back in love, throwing flowers all over the place, but because no churches wanted to read the book of Revelation. They stayed away from that because that's not going to keep the people happy in coming and giving them the money.
You know, I think it just dawned on me that we're going to have to pray for these pastors that they have a Nat Turner experience. Because he was being used to make a living, to preach to the slaves, to keep them in order and keep them in check. But then one day he started really reading that book and he saw the truth and caused an uprising and went after the slave masters. So these pastors are going to have to wake up across this nation and stop lying to people on Sunday mornings. Stop keeping these pagan holidays and show them in the book where they are the people of the book and don't be scared to say it.
Exactly. And you know, there are a lot of celebrities out there, sports figures and everything, who do know who we are and they know the truth. But they're in the world and they don't want to lose that, so they're not putting that out there. They could go a long way in doing the work that the Most High wants, and that's to help wake up other people. But they're holding on to their money.
Man, you know they call them these camps. I forget what they say. They have to retrain you, relearning camp, re-education camps. They did it to Lauryn Hill. She came out with that album about the truth. She went to court for tax evasion, and then they sent her to a re-education camp so she wouldn't talk like that. In other words, they sent her somewhere and told her, you better keep your mouth shut, probably shock treatment, probably some meds. They forced her to go to this camp. You know what kind of camp I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what kind of talking about, re-education. I know it's like the same time they did over in Vietnam when they was re-educating all those people to their way of thinking.
Right. And trying to debrief people and force a lie upon them. Man, just like when Steph Curry came out and told the world, nobody flew to the moon, Earth is flat. Boy, they pulled Steph Curry in the principal's office, meaning Barack Obama's house, so quick, told him, don't you ever say nothing like that again. We made you. So, you're right. The celebrities are keeping their mouth shut because they don't want to lose their paycheck.
I'm telling you. I mean, the thing is, you got to decide, like you said, like it says, you can't love God and mammon too.
Right.
You love one and despise the other.
These pastors don't want to lose their congregation and their offerings.
Well, exactly. Because, I mean, there's been a few pastors that have walked away or brought this news to their congregation and lost their congregation.
Right.
Because people don't want to know the truth. A lot of people don't want to know the truth. And what surprises me is how a lot of our people don't want to know the truth, you know, because they love this world so much.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And I will say, like I said last week, truth is a lot of weight that you carry around. And the only thing you could best do is get it off you by telling other people, crying out loud, sparing not, keeping your hands clean from blood. But that truth, yeah, it will open up your eyes and your mind. Because the scripture said that we're going to say, surely our fathers, forefathers have taught us lies, taught us religion, the principles of being an African Methodist, Episcopal, Southern Baptist, Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal. Come on, man. What's all that?
Exactly. There's one book. Are you sitting there splitting it all up, dicing it up, and cutting it up in this way and that way? Like I said, you know, and I see the Most High up there just wincing, looking at these people speaking in his name.
Right. So, yeah, he's not going to be a part of our feast days. So I hope the people pray for these pastors to teach the truth, and people will continuously move forward perpetually and wake up to what they have to do. It's one thing to know, but then to do it is the next. That's what we have to do. And like we have on the show, that if everybody kept the Shabbat, we'd shut down the economy on Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. You know, because you see, they got that thing out there now, not shopping at different places during the week or whatnot. But just like you said, all you had to do is everybody do what they're supposed to do on Shabbat. Then, like I said, it would all be shut down. But you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to make us do all that on Sunday. They're trying to make us do that on Sunday.
Right. By making they're trying to make it. We already know that you're trying to change the Saturday to Sunday, but stores closing on Sunday, and in certain regions down south, liquor stores closing. They're doing all this to embed into the minds of the people that is the day of rest. No, that's the day you're getting out cutting your grass and washing your car.
Exactly. You know, Hebrews, like I said, it's, you know, we've went through some serious programming. You know, like I was mentioning last time, like with white Jesus, you know, that still, you know, is even though you try and get past it, that still gets in your mind every time, because that picture, they've been showing you that picture since you were a baby. And, you know, and so you're thinking that that's him. But, and I was thinking about this because the one guy asked, well, you know, how come we don't have they didn't provide us with a black Jesus, something like that, or Yeshua? I said, well, Most High didn't want any images out there, because that's idolatry. He didn't want any images. And that's why there is no image like that out there, black image out there, be sure. It's enough to know that he is black. But he wants you, he didn't want you, worshiping pictures and praying to pictures and things like that, because that's what a lot of people do. They get there in front of that picture and they pray, and they think everything's fine.
We don't understand that's breaking the first commandment? That's teaching idolatry by putting an image of something for you to look at.
Exactly.
This world has taught idolatry within its false religions. Even when you walk in a church and all the stained glass windows and the pictures and the baptismal pool got all these images, and he speaks against it.
Yeah, angels, small angels, they got all kind of stuff on the windows there. Because, matter of fact, I was attending a funeral for a worker, a friend of mine, and of course they were Catholic, and we were in a Catholic church, and before I never paid attention to it, but when I was in there, I'm looking at all the stained glass windows and all the images and all around the place. Before I never even paid attention to that because I didn't know, I didn't have the knowledge.
Right, and so they're causing our people to sin. By constantly putting these idols and images before us. And the biggest window to the world and image and idol is? The television in your home.
Oh, yeah. I had to wean myself off of that for the most part. Because you know how it is when you're coming up, you got your television on, even when you're not watching it. You're walking out doing this and that, and I finally got out of that stuff. If I want to see something that I like that makes sense, I watch it, but I don't walk around with my television on all day long. It's like some kind of crutch that you have.
Right. And even if you're sitting up watching, the news all day, there's a lot of predictive programming involved in that, and it causes cognitive dissonance. The news will play with your emotions, show you George Floyd being killed, and then the next story is about some baby ducks who were crossing the freeway.
Exactly. And a good Samaritan held up the traffic so they can get through.
So you have to be conscious of what's going into your mind, and that you're being subconsciously programmed, and you don't even realize it because you've picked up a ton of emotions. That's why I said, cast down imaginations and may the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart be acceptable. That should be our prayer every day, too. I wanted to read this one real quick, Nehemiah 13 and 21. It says,
Let me get there.
Nehemiah 13
and 21. Nehemiah 13 and 1. I'm there.
And he said, Then I warned them and said to them, why do you spend the night around the wall? Nehemiah had made another wall for the Hebrews and protected them, and there were vendors hanging out to get that Hebrew money. But Nehemiah said, if you do it again, I will lay hands on you. And from that time on, they came no more on the Sabbath. They waited till after
playing.
The Sabbath. So
he wasn't playing, was he?
Why should we be playing? Sorry. If we should have any involvement, it should be to stay away from my area, stay away from our community, and keep that stuff out. So when they started rushing these certain restaurants out that keep selling this nastiness to our people, chicken fried cat and all this stuff,
even back then, Brother D, you see where they came to sell their goods and make their money just like they're doing now. Because all the money that black people spent. And even then, that's where they were going to make their money.
Sometimes you got to lay hands, Brother D.
Like I said, Nehemiah wasn't playing because people think about the prophets and everything and think, these are just loving people that all they do is spread love. And you know what? They're out there telling you the truth. A lot of them, like I said, they were strong. Not only strong men of God, they were strong men.
Right. And that's to get you to become docile and effeminate and just give in to the ways of the world, because that's why they've been pumping this estrogen into men, and men losing our testosterone so that they won't, be aggressive. You can't tell me Peter wasn't a bad boy. He pulled that knife out so quick and sliced that man's ear off with precision.
I'm telling you. I thought the same thing. He's a sliced his ear off.
Right, right. And then people that was stoning the other disciples, don't think they wasn't trying to keep the commandments. They was proselytes. They was, they had different viewpoints, but they thought they was following the law of Moses. They was quick to kill somebody.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, where is that at?
Interesting
like
time
you,
we're in, brother.
Yeah, well, exactly. Just like you mentioned that earlier about just how this world is and all the people who, you know, they're not treating their bodies and each other as the Most High said. Because like in Romans 1 and 27 says, and likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of their woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. And I see this all the time with these guys. I mean, it's so accepted now and natural. My partner, this is my partner. I got this guy. You know, I mean, it's just, you talk about abomination. You talk about abomination. We didn't see all this as much as we did when we were growing up.
Right.
Yeah,
they
kept
it in the closet.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what?
Now,
you know what bothers me, bro. You know what bothers me, Brother D, about that that scripture is it's very descriptive and to the point. It said receiving in themselves the recompense of error.
Yes.
Which they think is suitable. They think it's fit, it's proper, they think it's deserving, it's worth. And so most of these people, as I mentioned last week, will be turned over to probate, a reprobate. That's what I'm trying to say. Reprobate mind.
That's what you're lying, exactly.
So he turns them over to their lust so that they can be destroyed within it. But yeah, the whole world is consumed with lust because as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, you know, so shall it be. And I think that we who have an ear to hear, as I mentioned, we need to be looking for the angels, for the Messiah, for his soon return, his coming. In every situation, he pulled them out, his remnant. So.
Well, exactly. And we all just pray daily that we will be in that remnant. You know, you don't take anything for granted. Try to do your best to follow the commandments and do what you have to do. But, you know, I still, because we can't do it on our own. So I pray that he gets me ready, that I'm ready when Yeshua returns.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't want to be one of those crying and gnashing teeth. You know what? Because there's a lot of people who, you know, have leaned on their own understanding, have decided that the Bible's a fairy tale, it's made up, and, you know, it really serves no purpose in modern times or whatnot. Those people, I'm telling you, the shock they're going to get when Yeshua comes through, but then it's going to be too late because he's coming to destroy the wicked.
Yeah, because these people that are here protesting and marching for us, I saw something yesterday. You know, I've been moved by some of the protests and seeing people fighting on our behalf. But I also saw a few signs that said Black Lives Matter and Transgender Lives Matter too. So I'm like, here we go again, riding on the coattails.
Exactly.
So this is going to simmer down and turn into a human rights thing. And if you don't get justice and put those police in jail or something, this is just going to continue. But then again, he said, no man will buy you. No man will save you.
Yep. That's exactly what he said. And the Most High means what he says. You know, his word does not come back void.
Absolutely. Was that it for the chapter you were reading out of?
That's it. Thanks, brothers and sisters, for bearing with me and listening. I hope I gave you something to think about.
Most definitely. That was a good chapter. And thanks, brothers and sisters, for putting up with all these technical difficulties this morning. Thank you for your patience, but you know it happens. And I've noticed something. If I put out a certain kind of title, I'm actually giving Blog Talk heads up and a head start to cause all kind of problems with me and the lesson. Because I've been doing this for 12 years. So I'm on the radar because over in the chat room, there's always some trolls popping up.
Yeah.
There's trolls constantly cropping up to see what we're talking about. And I'm going to tell you, brother, you know, we were tripping the other day on this on a story we saw. I think it was on the news where a brother said something. No, it was on a black special. Brother said something about Angela Davis and a few other things. And he got to the airport. They didn't let him get on the plane. They pulled him in the back room.
Whoa.
They wanted to know. Yes.
That means
his conversations being recorded. Know that all our conversations are being recorded. Everything we do.
Exactly. And all we can do is say, we know they're going to do it. Don't sit here and worry about it or try and see what you can do to stop it, because I'm just saying, you're leaning on the Most High's, you know, faith. You're leaning on your faith in the Most High. And so they can gather all the information they want, do whatever they want. In the end, they're not going to be able to beat the Most High.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All praises to the Most High.
All praises.
Hallelujah. All right, brother. Toda Rabah for the lesson. I'll holler at you on the other side.
All right, then.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right. The only for sure obstacle to truth, people, is to think you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. To be the preacher, we want to thank you for listening today. Keep the faith. Stay strong. Keep your eyes on the prize. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Yahweh.